Good morning, everyone. As we continue our focus on davening, specifically Birchos HaShachar, moving our way through, once we get up in the morning and we are modeh, we thank Hashem for returning our souls, for giving us the neshama, the body that we have, and the gift that we have, and the role that I play, we move on now to the bracha of Birchos HaTorah. The bracha of Birchos HaTorah that we say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikolo Amim, the bracha of Asher Kedoshanu La'asok, we'll talk a lot about these brachos. But just at the outset, most mitzvos that we do, when we make the bracha on them, if we do them again during the day, we make another bracha on them. Right? Only Torah, it seems, we make one bracha in the morning, and that's it. That is it for my entire day. Why is that? So there are some answers to this question. For example, the Shiboli HaLeket suggests that even if one isn't learning, there are so many interactions with halacha. There's brachos, there's business. So I am actually learning the entire day. But says Tosfos. Tosfos says that we are aware of the mitzvah the whole day. Meaning other mitzvahs, when we complete them, we think we're done. So the next time I do it, it necessitates a new bracha. But learning Torah is something that takes place all the time. So I never break up my awareness of learning Torah. Explains Rabbi Soloveitchik. He took this one more step, and he says, what happens if somebody is learning, and then he goes and does something else? Isn't that a break in his focus? Isn't that a break in his, what we call, his hesach hadas, his focus of learning, so that the next time he sits down to open the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Chumash, he should make a Birchos HaTorah? Why does he not do it again? Rabbi Soloveitchik explained that a siyum in 1973, in an impromptu remarks, the Rav said the following brilliant idea. He says there is acute awareness and latent awareness. A mother, for example, he says, always loves her child. And when she's playing with the child, that love is acute. It's there, it's obvious to all that can see it, to her. But even when they're apart, the mother is at work, the child is at school, the Rav says there is latent awareness of her child's existence. This, says the Rav, is our relationship with Torah. We only say it once a day because even if we are not learning every minute, there is always that connection that I feel, that bond with learning that exists. We refer to the Torah with the same love as parents relate to their own children. So even if I only make it once a day, I never ever break my focus from learning Torah. And that's something we should think about. Our Torah, it's such a part of our lives. No matter whether we have a sefer opened in front of us or we don't, no matter if we're focused in an area of halacha or we are not, we have this latent awareness with Torah, even if it's not acute, even if it's not open, learning Torah, davening. We have this connection all the time. Have a wonderful day.